3 years ago, Air Force General George Lee Butler was in command of America's nuclear arsenal. Today, General Butler stood before a Washington, D.C. audience and called for the ultimate elimination of all nuclear weapons. The retired four-star general said he was deeply troubled by what he described as the grotesquely destructive war plans, the daily operational risks, and the constant prospect of a crisis that would hold the fate of entire societies at risk. He said he was committed to ridding the world of these weapons. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
General Butler is not the first retired military officer to go public with his opposition to nuclear weapons, but as the commander-in-chief of the Strategic Air Command from 1991 through 1994, he is by far one of the most powerful, experienced, and well-respected officers ever to do so. From the cockpits of bombers to negotiating tables worldwide, Lee Butler spent the last 27 years of his career at the center of nuclear policymaking.
I've inspected dozens of operational units. I've certified hundreds of crews for their nuclear missions. And I have approved thousands upon thousands of targets for nuclear destruction. I've studied a distressing array of accidents and incidents involving strategic weapons and forces. I've read a library of books and intelligence reports on the Soviet Union and what were believed to be its capabilities and intentions. And I've seen an army of experts confounded. As an advisor to the president on the employment of nuclear weapons, I've anguished over the imponderable complexities, the profound moral dilemmas, and the mind-numbing compression of decision-making under the threat of nuclear attack.
Butler told a National Press Club audience that it was a long, arduous journey from his position as staunch advocate of nuclear deterrence to public proponent of nuclear abolition. But there were a number of events along the way, he said, that led him to the conclusion that the world should eventually be rid of nuclear weapons.
First, a growing alarm that despite all of the evidence, we have yet to fully grasp the monstrous effect of these weapons, that the consequences of their use defy reason, transcending time and space, poisoning the earth, and deforming its inhabitants. Second, a deepening dismay at the prolongation of Cold War policies and practices in a world where our security interests have been utterly transformed. Third, that foremost among these policies, deterrence reigns unchallenged, with its embedded assumption of hostility and its preference for forces on high states of alert.
Lastly, said Butler, he thought of the horrific prospect of a world seething with enmities, armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons, and hostage to maniacal leaders strongly disposed toward their use. Butler hastened to add that he is keenly aware of the arguments against eliminating the nuclear arsenal, but he says the U.S. is capable of deterring and fighting its enemies with conventional weapons, as it did, he said, during the Persian Gulf War. And he added, even if never used, nuclear weapons exact a terrible price.
Accepting nuclear weapons as the ultimate arbiter of conflict condemns the world to live under a dark cloud of perpetual anxiety. Worse, it codifies mankind's most murderous instincts as a legitimate basis of warfare.
In response to Butler's comments today, the White House said the general's ideas have merit, but that the administration continues to believe that nuclear weapons will be part of the cornerstone of current strategy for some time to come. The U.S. has said it will not cut its nuclear weapons below the 6,000 already agreed upon until Russia's Duma, or Parliament, approves a second START agreement to reduce them to around 3,500. But the pressure on the administration shows no sign of abating. Joining Butler today was 81-year-old retired Army General Andrew Goodpaster, a former NATO commander. Tomorrow, an additional 60 retired admirals and generals worldwide will issue a statement calling for further nuclear cuts and the eventual elimination of all nuclear weapons. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.